from her moves. Not unlike Steve Jobs during his triumphant stewardship of Apple, Beyoncé offers a window into a new, more modern way of approaching the marketplace. Find your leverage. The core of Beyoncé's business is Parkwood Entertainment, a relatively small operation perched on an upper floor of an unremarkable office tower in an unglamorous neighborhood just south of Times Square. Parkwood's employees quietly guide an enterprise that has an enormous impact, from music to film to ancillary businesses such as the exercise clothing line Ivy Park that she recently debuted in collaboration with British retailer Topshop. Beyoncé is the CEO and has been known to sit in on meetings and walk from office to office to query her deputies on details of upcoming projects. There's nothing that happens in that organization, either business-wise or artistically, that Beyoncé doesn't fully sit on top of, says former HBO president of programming Michael Lombardo, who helped negotiate the Lemonade TV special. Beyoncé and her team declined to speak on the record. Though Beyoncé's label, Columbia Records, a subsidiary of Sony Music, is a partner in Parkwood, the company still approaches business like a startup, leveraging its scale in all kinds of ways. One of Beyoncé's key vehicles is video. As digital culture has become ever more fixated on moving images, at a conference last fall, Facebook ad exec Ted Zagat said he thinks in less than 2 years the platform will be mostly video. Beyoncé has intuitively grasped the form's power. "I see music. It's more than just what I hear," she once said. "When I'm connected to something, I immediately see a visual or a series of images that are tied to a feeling or an emotion, a memory from my childhood, thoughts about life, my dreams, or my fantasies." When Beyoncé released the Formation single in February, the accompanying music video made powerful use of imagery, nodding to issues of police brutality and black pride, including a particularly pointed shot of a young hoodied black boy dancing in front of cops who have their hands raised. It's clearly reminiscent of "Hands Up, Don't Shoot," and instantly strikes a chord in us that generates emotion, says Sophie Lebrecht, whose company, Neon Labs, analyzes images and predicts their virality. "When people react emotionally to something," Lebrecht says, "especially something visual, their instinct is to share it." And they did. A search for Beyoncé Formation on the GIF indexing site Giphy yields more than 14,000 results. Beyoncé has long experimented with ways to amplify video's impact. With her second solo effort, 2006's B-Day, she released an alternate visual album version that included a separate video for each track, something she would repeat with her self-titled 2013 album. In hindsight, it's clear that Beyoncé was testing video's potential, getting comfortable with the format in a post-MTV digital world as a way to expand her artistic vision and marketing muscle. Her 2008 song, Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It, with its Bob Fosse-inspired black-and-white video, is among the earliest and biggest examples of music video as internet meme, transforming the song from a hit into a phenomenon. Lemonade is the next turn in this evolution, tapping name-brand music video directors such as Mark Romanek and Jonas Åkerlund, and collaborators like Serena Williams. The role of video in pop culture is just going to get increasingly valuable for brands and content creators, contends Airbnb's Mildenhall, who increasingly relies on video to help promote prospective rentals and offer information about neighborhood amenities. Video is the most important form of content for any brand that has a narrative they want to share. When there's a visual narrative, it goes deeper and deeper into your own psychology. Own your narrative. 2 years ago, Beyoncé appeared in another video. This one, however, she would have preferred nobody ever watched. Security camera footage from inside an elevator at the Standard Hotel in New York, obtained by TMZ, caught Beyoncé's younger sister, Solange Knowles, punching and kicking brother-in-law Jay-Z as Beyoncé stood in the corner. Much of the ensuing speculation about the incident focused on the possibility that Jay-Z might have cheated on Beyoncé, prompting Solange's fury. The incident was an ultra-rare breach in the famously guarded couple's personal life. Most successful brands deal with public blowback at some point. Recently, Chipotle has been scrambling to overcome fallout from a series